You know, so we needed our own, and then eventually our own, they had the jazz guys coming into our own. Because they were intrigued with doing Latin, even McCoy, or which is one of my mentors, everybody, Holland, what's his name?
The Dave baseball. Holland.
Yeah, he did the thing with Rubalcaba. Mm. They won a Grammy, but in the Latin jazz. Mm-hmm. So they were now invading our category. But it's fine. It's an interchangeable thing. Some purists are saying, you know, well, we don't need that. Win it in the jazz thing. Why don't you win it in the jazz thing? And the ones that have been saying that haven't been able to do it. These are Latinos, you know, okay? Very talented, you know, but they've been rapping about certain things that, you know, listen, we need our own category because we're thinking, you're not thinking, you know, you're thinking small now. You got to think in the large amount because you're thinking about the young kids that are coming behind that there's no more record companies. Mm. And they got to record in their basement or with the drummer in the toilet and the other guy in the kitchen inside the oven. I mean, to make a record, come on. And then they're going to try to sell it from their trunk to see if they can qualify. And we're making it impossible for them to qualify. Now that you took it off, it had to be three. You had to get to a certain thing. It's in Latin jazz in itself. They removed it. Mm. But meanwhile, we had it. You know, now they brought it back, mm-hmm. you know. But the damage was done. Mm. The damage was done. Mm. You know, we're glad that we got it back. The damage is done. Look, it took 17 years to put it into category. I won the first one. One Grammy for all of Latin music, all the Latin artists in the world, you know. Machito, Tito Rodriguez never could qualify for a Grammy because you never put us in the category for 17 years. Then you put us in the category, and who wins? The old kid. That's 1975. I take the trophy in an honor, and I took it in the name of Tito Rodriguez too. My brother Charlie never had a chance to win, you know, because you know. Again, one again, it's a form of racism or prejudice, but it exists. That something about us pisses you off, or we're living in the wrong country. I mean, something is not gelling right here. So, but now, all the Latin jazz, you know, they're intrigued by the Latin music. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they can't comprehend, you know, the rhythmical pattern. If you can't comprehend them, you're gonna have to be intrigued whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, then you're gonna put it down. But if you don't like it and or you find it interesting, you're gonna make it your business to analyze it more and what makes it tick? It came out of Africa, man. I didn't even invent it. You know, it put the world to dance. Bomba en Plena came from Africa. I mean, Puerto Rico's folkloric, all the folklorics in the island came from Africa. Some other Africa. It didn't happen here, but then don't take it out on Chano Pozo. I mean, you know what I mean. You know, I'm just giving you like a... So anyway, it was very important. Now they put it back, but it lost its essence. Mm-hmm. You already showed us a high degree of lack of respect. Mm-hmm. And because the pressure that came upon, you know, from some people, like a young man, like Sanabria, and mm-hmm, that Bobby Sanabria, mm-hmm. They put pressure. He was so wonderful in that, and he could speak for himself. But I had said, you know, I was the one instrumental to get it, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not the Latin Grammy, mm-hmm. You know, but the Latin Jazz Grammy. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Now you took it away, man, mm-hmm. In seconds. You were applauding as we slept, man. You know, come on now. Mm-hmm. You know, come on. You know what? Come on, give us a break here.